Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. And let's get into a couple of little things here that we got going on. You may have seen this over on Twitter, but the Fortnite account, they tweeted out a little Season 5 teaser picture over on Twitter there. It's like a big cat head floating in space. In the middle of the cat head, on the forehead, there's like a little symbol painted on the forehead. In the eye, it looks like a rift is like bursting out of the eye. It looks really cool, looks really neat. I'm not sure exactly what they are trying to tell us here, what kind of clue this is. To me, you know, I would think, you know, since it's a cat type of thing, that would be maybe some sort of, you know, and then there's a symbol on the forehead. This looks like something that it could be, you know, a possible skin coming in the future, based on the model of the head there. But it also, maybe that is some sort of like Egyptian theme, or maybe it's the alien that's coming out of the thing here. We'll just have to keep our eye out. We're only 3 days until Season 5, as the tweet says as well. So keep an eye out for that. Let's see, what else do I want to get to in this? The other crazy thing I want to talk about is Epic and like what they're doing in the, you know, to give us clues and like just get us ramped up for Season 5, like in the real world. So now the latest thing is, and you can go find picture of this on Twitter as well and various other sites, but llamas are being found in the real world around Europe. There is one found in London, England. There's been one found in Barcelona, Spain. There's one in Warsaw, Poland, one in Cologne, Germany, and one in Cannes, France. Those are all the ones that we know of so far. Those are the ones that were found of today. Maybe there's more, maybe there's not. Maybe, you know, they made them pretty fairly obvious in the wide open there to be found. So if there was more, I'm sure they would have been spotted by now. So maybe that's all they put out today. But I'm excited and can't wait to see what else we're going to be getting. You know, we've got the Durburger, we got that phone call thing, now we have these llamas popping up all over Europe. So it's pretty fun, pretty exciting. That, you know, Epic Games is doing that for us. I've never really been this excited about something, you know, an event around a video game. Like, you know, the whole rocket launch was really cool. The way that they're rolling out Season 5 is really cool. It just proves to me why Fortnite is the best game out there right now. It's pretty crazy the way they are promoting it. Okay, there's not a lot of stuff to get to, so I've actually had, you know, quite a while ago, I had somebody ask me to mention what is in the item shop during the podcast, and I did it a couple times. I'm going to start trying to do it a little bit more consistently, and if I remember, I'll try to do it every day, because I've had a couple people now say to me that that was be something that they would like. I kind of didn't really do it too much at first when I was first got the request, because I thought, I do the podcast at, I do it every day, but it's not at the same time every day, so I don't know how much time everybody would have by the time I post a podcast to get what is in there. But if it's something that people want, then I'm going to give it to you. So here we go. So here is what is in the featured items list right now. If you go over to the item shop, we have the Rainbow Smash. It's a harvesting tool. You get... and that's 1300 V-Bucks. You get the Bright Gunner skin. That's 1500 V-Bucks, as well as the Bright Bomber skin, which is another 1500 V-Bucks. You get the Slam Dunk Harvesting Tool, which is 800 V-Bucks. You got a Jump Shot skin. That is 1200 V-Bucks. You get the Triple Threat skin in there. That is also 1200 V-Bucks. And you get the Hang Time Glider, which is another 1200 V-Bucks. I have the Triple Threat. I don't have any of the other ones that are there. But, you know, I pretty much like almost everything that they have there in the featured section. Let's go over to what we have in the daily section. Remember, these guys are usually up just 24 hours, and then they go away, and then they refresh. The featured items are sometimes up there for a day, 2 days, 3 days, just depending on what they want to do. Let's see here. So you can get the pop and lock emote for 800 V-Bucks. I really like that one as well. You get the Empire Axe Harvesting Tool for 800 V-Bucks. You get the Whiplash skin for 800 V-Bucks. You get a Circuit Breaker skin for the 900 V-Bucks. You get the Googly Glider for 800 V-Bucks, and the Waterworks emote for 200 V-Bucks. You know, besides the pop and lock, I'm not really like super interested in the other ones, but you know, these are all good too. I mean, Fortnite really gives us something for everybody, so I like all the you know, skins, emotes, and various items that they give us in the item shop. Wait, but what I want to get to next is another email, again from our friend Wave Rider. He's really good about participating in the show, guys. Remember, that email link is in the show notes and in the description of the show. So if you want to email and let me know what you think about what's going on in the ramp up to Season 5 here, go ahead and email me as well, and so I can... you know, you can get your opinion read here on the show. But let's get over to what Wave Rider has to say. So here he says, my predictions for the Rift replacements. So he says in Greasy Grove, he thinks it's going to be Wild West. At the motel, he thinks it's going to be a high school. He thinks at the Huge Mountain, it's going to be a desert. He thinks at Lonely Lodge, it's going to become Pirate Bay. And then at Tomato Town, he thinks there's going to become more desert there. And at Haunted Hills, he thinks it's going to be ancient ruins. Yeah, those will all be really cool to see. Like, I really would interested in seeing a Wild West, the Pirate Bay, and the ancient ruins. Those all sound really cool to me. I would be, like, super ecstatic if those were all true. You know, I'm interested to see, you know, the other day they... I don't know. We still don't know. Was it a mistake or was it a glitch? But for a moment, there was some sand that popped up in the game, and then it was taken back out. So I don't know if it was they were running just a test, or again, if it was a mistake, they didn't mean to release it yet. But if we do get sand, I'm interested to know how that's going to work. If sand is going to work like water, if you're going to move a little bit slower through sand once they actually get this implemented in the game. I'll be interested to see that. Again, the Pirate Bay, I think that's just really cool to me. I would love to see a Pirate Bay area and see what that looks like. And then, of course, the Wild West, you know, would be really cool. I'd love to see some cool Wild West skins around that. And then, let's see here. Oh, and then I wanted to mention, let me look up the email here. It came from, I won't read out your whole name here, but I'll say Torres, if that's how you pronounce it. You sent me an email, and it says it's sent from your iPhone, but the rest of the, your email is blank. So I don't know if you did that on accident or you were trying to send me something, but yeah, I got a blank email from you. But yeah, so if you want to try that again, if there was something that you wanted to say, go ahead, yeah, and try that again, and I'll read out your opinion here on the show. The other thing I want to mention is Playground, guys. Remember, it's going down with when Season 5 comes out with that update. So get out there and play some more Playground, and you know, practice your editing and building, and you know, your ramping and everything. Because we're only going to get that a couple more days. Remember, Fortnite has said that it is something that they do want to add more permanently to the game as a more of a creative mode. They just are not doing it yet, and they've already let us know what improvements they plan on making on the next version of the Playground here. So they're going to take it back down. I'm sure it's going to take a lot of work to implement those changes, and then they'll bring it back to us, and then we'll see if there's more issues with it again when it first comes back out. But you know, they're constantly working on it. They're eventually going to get it back to us, and I don't know if it's going to be back permanently the second time around or not, but they at least will keep making improvements. And I'm sure once they feel like they have it down for the most part, then it will become a more permanent mode like they want it to be. They don't want to you know, they don't want to have to have keep making big changes every time and then keep causing problems and having it be available. So I think it does make sense for them to say, we're going to go ahead and take it down, spend a few days actually, you know, working hard and changing, putting in these changes that we want to make, and then bring it back again. And then, you know, if there's still more things that the community wants to see, if there's still going to be big changes, I'm sure they would take it back down again. And then hopefully by the third or fourth time, they'll really have everything worked out. Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll have it all worked out by the second time. But eventually, I'm sure they're going to have it all worked out. It'll become a permanent mode. And so let's just be a little bit patient. I'm sure it's all going to work out. Let's get into a little tip of the day here. So the tip of the day, because I've been having some real great luck out there with the storm circle and having to travel far. So not real good luck. It's actually been bad luck. I keep seeming like wherever I land lately, the storm circle is far from me. I got to travel a long way. So the tip I'm going to give to you here is to actually grab those. If you notice that the storm circle is going to be far away and there was impulse grenades nearby, go back and pick them up so that way you can get yourself into that storm faster. Again, to do this, you'll be sprinting. You'll throw down a impulse grenade on the ground, just barely in front of you, so that you can run and jump, and then when the impulse grenade goes off, it'll launch you farther forward so that you can either hopefully get ahead of the storm or at least get closer to getting to the edge of the storm if the storm's already closed and you need to get to that edge quick. This will help you get there faster. Again, like I said, this is something I wanted to bring up again just because I've been having bad luck lately on the storm circle being far away from me and then getting caught and getting lost in the storm a couple of times lately, which is no fun, especially if you are having a good match and then it just so happens that you're like, oh hey, I got like 3 or 4 kills and I'm having a really good match, and then, oh no, the storm circle's really far away, am I gonna get there in time? And then you don't get there in time, you always kind of feel robbed, like, oh man, I was playing so good, and maybe I would have got that victory royale if I could have just been in the storm, but the storm circle was so far away I couldn't make it. So that's one of the things that's going to help you get back in that storm circle faster. Impulse grenades or something, most of the time I ignore. I'm going to have to start paying a little bit more attention to them if that storm circle is farther away. Drop something else out for those just so I can get to that circle faster. Alrighty guys, that's all I'm going to have for you today. No new reviews today or anything, but please head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. Again, those 5-star reviews are going to get shouted out here on the show. Go ahead and follow me over on Twitch as well. I think we're at 95 followers now, so just 5 more followers away from 100, so that's really exciting. I did a short stream this morning. I was only on about 20 minutes. I just wanted to get a couple warm-up matches in, that way hopefully I'll be a little bit more warmed up today after I got off work and got on to start playing, because man, I played horribly yesterday, like all day. Like my very first match of the day yesterday, I came in second place, and then the whole rest of the day was just horrible. And sometimes that happens. You just got to power through it. But I wanted to get a little short stream in there in the morning. And there was a couple of you popped in and said hello. I believe Bob came in and said hello. And Brian came in and said hello. So I appreciate that, guys. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Now that we're talking about Twitch, actually. And playing with me and following, and then so I think I'm going to try to do a theme for Tuesday. I'm actually tomorrow morning. I'm working pretty late night tomorrow night, but I have the morning off from work, so in the morning I'm going to try to stream for a couple hours in the morning. But Tuesday, it starts with a T, and Tilted starts with a T, so I'm going to try to drop Tilted all the time. So if I'm on there playing, I'm either going to be playing solos and drop tilted all the time, or if you do want to come and play with me, be prepared to drop tilted, because that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm just going to try to keep that theme throughout Tuesday, not every Tuesday, but tomorrow. I plan on just running tilted a whole bunch and getting a lot of trying to get some get some action in there all throughout the day that I'm streaming during my stream, so we can get a lot of hopefully get a lot of those high kill games on there. And if you want to be part of that, again, if you want to run some duos with me or squads with me, I am happy to do that, but just know that that is something I am planning on doing, so be prepared for that. Alrighty guys, until I see you then, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.